Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Grable, Family and Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension. Did you know that 50% of intellectual development takes place between birth and 4 years of age? That means that parents are important teachers. You provide the foundation of your child's learning skills right within your own home. You can shape the course of your child's educational future by the quality of learning experiences you provide before he or she ever goes to school. Here are six watchwords designed to help you make the most of your child's early learning experiences. Listen. Listen to your child. Pay attention to what he or she is saying. Call attention to sounds. Listening and attaching meaning to sounds are essential skills that must be acquired before a child can read or succeed in a classroom environment. Speak. Talk with your child. Direct conversation to him or her from infancy. Help your child learn to distinguish sounds and imitate them. Take a walk together. Talk about the things you see and hear. Help the child classify objects as you see them: foods, plants, farm animals, trees, and so on. Sing to your child. This teaches enjoyment of music and rhythm. Read. Read to your child every day. Make reading seem enjoyable. Then it will be a skill he or she will want to acquire. Let the child choose a favorite book or story to read. When you read stories, stop in the middle and ask your child what they think will happen next. It'll help build their imagination. Talk about the pictures. Have your child point to objects in the pictures. Take your child to the library. Let him or her see books there. Buy books that you can use for family activities. Give encouragement and praise when it's merited. Guard. Control your child's television viewing and computer game playing. Search out better TV programs for children and share them with your child. Talk about the programs. Correct any misconceptions that may have developed from them. This past week marked the annual celebration of Screen Free Week, which is officially April 29th through May 5th, so you haven't completely missed it. But if you did miss out on most of it, you can choose a different week and try it out yourself. Screen Free Week is a fun and innovative opportunity to improve children's well-being by reducing dependence on entertainment screen media, including television, video games, computers, and handheld devices. It's a chance for children and their parents to examine their relationship with entertainment media and rediscover the joys of life beyond the screen. There are many ways to watch less television and get moving, such as making a list of activities you want to do instead of watching TV, get the TV out of the bedroom, set clear limits and be a good TV role model, and watch with your children. Discuss the shows and the advertising. There are a lot of good family shows out there. There are a lot of different events going on this week as well, so you can completely turn off the TV and get out and do something together as a family. On the first Saturdays of every month, starting this Saturday, May 4th, the Person County Farmers Market, located on Mouson Boulevard, is open from 8 a.m. to noon. Check out what goodies the market will have available and make plans for making yourself a healthy snack or lunch for the next week. I completely understand that at the end of a busy day, the last thing you want to think about is packing tomorrow's lunch. And waking up early to pack your lunch before work doesn't sound like fun either. Sometimes it's easier to just grab a meal out instead of packing a brown bag lunch. It may seem like a harmless habit, but the weekly stops at your favorite sandwich shop or restaurant can take a toll on your wallet. In a survey conducted by Visa, people reported eating lunch out at restaurants an average of 2 times per week. Each meal out costs around $10, which quickly adds up to $80 per month, or nearly $1,000 per year. All of a sudden, packing your lunch doesn't seem like such a hassle. The $80 spent on 8 lunchtime meals can be stretched a lot further at the grocery store. In addition to saving money, another benefit to packing your lunch is you have, if you have SNAP benefits, you can use your EBT card to purchase food items. You can't do that at restaurants, so packing a lunch helps you stretch your food budget even further. If you're not sure what to pack for lunch, here are some ideas to get you started. Sandwiches are a wonderful staple. Leftovers are a great way to make sure last night's dinner doesn't go to waste. But again, you can also turn them into planned overs. So if you have some meat left over from something last night, you could make a wrap with some turkey or chicken or whatever you had. If you have leftover veggies last night, you could have a roasted vegetable taco kind of thing. There are a lot of times you can cook meals in bulk. So over the weekend, you can make a meal that you can freeze and pack in individual containers that you can just heat up at work. A pot of chili or stew are perfect for freezing, as well as even a lasagna you can cut up into individual servings. Don't forget that our monthly Lunch and Learn workshop will be held on Tuesday, May 14th at noon at the County Office Building, and will focus on Rethink Your Drink and how to reduce sugar-sweetened beverages. This has been Jennifer Grable, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension. Thanks for tuning in this week.